Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good day.
Good evening.
Hello there.
English from Australia. Program number 25.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Barbara, 最后这句话
How are you?
意思是你好。我想你也许早就知道这是用来打招呼的一句话。但是有时候它也可以用来问别人身体好不好。我们今天就来学习这方面的内容。如果有人病了、感冒了或得了流行性感冒，我们该怎样问候人家？上一讲，一家饭馆的老板辛克莱尔先生和他的学徒 Ross 帮助我们学习怎样向别人道歉。你还记得这一段吧？
Morning, Mr. Sinclair.
Morning, Ross.
Sorry I'm late.
You were late yesterday, too.
I know. Sorry about that.
And the day before.
I'm very sorry, Mr. Sinclair. Oh, I am sorry, Mr. Sinclair.
Ross, the plate!
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Sinclair. Mr. Sinclair, I've got an apology to make.
Ross 常常迟到，你还记得他迟到的时候是怎样道歉的吗？
Sorry I'm late.
You were late yesterday too.
I know. Sorry about that.
好，现在我们来谈谈身体健康吧。今天Ross 像往常一样上班的时候又迟到了，不过他今天迟到有点理由，因为他不大舒服。下面就请听 Ross 和 Sinclair 先生的对话。
Ross, how are you today?
Well, not the best.
Sinclair 先生问候 Ross， 他是这样问的。
How are you today?
这是一句一般的见了面问好的话，并不是真的问他身体好不好。但是 Ross 利用这个机会告诉老板说他不大舒服。他说的是
Not the best，
意思是不大好，指身体不大好。要谈论身体好不好，就可以这样开始。
Listen again and try it.
How are you?
Not the best.
如果你不舒服，还可以用另外一种说法来回答别人的问候。如果别人问你
How are you?
你就可以说
I don't feel very well.
我感觉不大舒服。
I don't feel very well.
或者用另外一种比较口语的说法
I don't feel too good.
我感觉不大好。
I don't feel too good.
还可以说
I feel a bit off color.
字面的意思是我脸色不大好。
Off color
是一种非常口语的说法，实际指身体不舒服。请注意 off 的拼法是 O-F-F。 请再听一遍这句话。
I feel a bit off color.
上面的四种说法都可以表示不舒服。
Listen again and try them.
Not the best. Not the best. I don't feel very well. I don't feel very well. I don't feel too good. I don't feel too good. I feel a bit off colour. I feel a bit off colour.
你要是看见某人气色不好，就会表示关心。下面请听辛克莱尔先生是怎么说的。
Ross, how are you today?
Well, not the best.
Oh? You don't look 100%. What's the matter?
我们再听一下这个非常口语的说法。
You don't look 100%.
字面上的意思是你看上去不是百分之百，意思是不是百分之百的健康。
You don't look 100%.
你也可以用别的说法，例如
You don't look the best. You don't look the best.
You don't look very well. You don't look very well.
You look a bit off color. You look a bit off color.
或者用另外一种口语化的说法。
You don't look too good. You don't look too good.
Listen again and try them.
You don't look 100%. You don't look 100%. You don't look the best. You don't look the best.You don't look very well. You don't look very well. You don't look too good. You don't look too good. You look a bit off color. You look a bit off color.
如果你很关心某人身体怎么样，就可以问
Are you all right?
你身体好吗？
Are you all right? Are you all right?
要是你发现他身体不好，想了解是什么原因，你就可以问
What's the matter?
怎么了？
What's the matter? What's the matter?
或者说
What's wrong?
怎么回事?
What's wrong?
Listen again and try them.
What's the matter? What's wrong? Are you all right?
下面我们听一下 Ross 和 Sinclair 先生是怎么说的。
You don't look 100%.What's the matter?
Well, it's my head. I've got a headache.
要具体说明自己怎么不舒服，最常用的一个说法是
I've got a headache.
我头疼。
I've got a headache.
I've got a sore throat.
我嗓子疼。请注意
sore
的拼法是
S-O-R-E. I've got a sore throat. I've got a sore throat.
I've got a pain in the stomach.
我肚子疼。
I've got a pain in the stomach. I've got a pain in the stomach.
I've got a bad back.
我腰疼。
I've got a bad back. I've got a bad back.
再说一遍，我头疼。
I've got a headache. I've got a headache.
Listen again and try it.
I've got a headache. I've got a headache.
你要是牙疼，就说
I've got a toothache. I've got a toothache.
要是肚子疼，就说
I've got a stomachache. I've got a stomachache.
要是耳朵疼，就说
I've got an earache. I've got an earache.
要是嗓子疼呢？嗓子疼是
A sore throat.
整个句子该怎么说呢？
I've got a sore throat.
要是咳嗽呢？咳嗽是
a cough.
整个句子怎么说？
I've got a cough.
要是感冒呢？感冒是
a cold.
整个句子该怎么说？
I've got a cold.
要是肚子疼呢？肚子疼是
a pain in the stomach.
整个句子怎么说？
I've got a pain in the stomach.
Ross 肯定会说他有好几个地方难受。现在我们听听他是怎样回答 Sinclair 先生的。
You don't look 100%. What's the matter?
Well, it's my head. I've got a headache.
And a cough. What about your throat? Is it sore?
Yes, a bit.
I think you've got a bit of a cold.
What's that? Oh, excuse me.
Ross 打了个粪嚏，接着就说
Excuse me.
打粪嚏以后，通常都要说这样一句话，表示歉意。在刚才那段对话里，还有一个新的短语
A bit of a cold.
这个短语里的
A bit
意思是有点，这是口语里常用的一种说法。在这里他表示病得不重，请注意后面接的是
a cold. Cold
在这里是名词，因此在
a bit
和
a cold
之间需要加一个
of. O-F of a bit of a
这样假如某人感冒不是很厉害，你就可以说
You've got a bit of a cold.
Listen again and try it.
You've got a bit of a cold.
你要是有点头疼呢？
Try this.
I've got a bit of a headache.
请你跟着 Barbara 再说几句。嗓子有点疼，怎么说？
I've got a bit of a sore throat.
肚子有点疼，怎么说？
I've got a bit of a pain in the stomach.
在这几句话里
a bit
后面接的 都是名词，例如
a cold, a bit of a cold, a bit of a cold。
前面你还听见过这样一句话
：You look a bit off color. You look a bit off color.
在这句话里
，a bit
后面跟的是一个形容词短语
，off color. A bit off color.
请注意，在
a bit
和
color
之间。不是
of，
而是
off。
请注意听下面这两个短语的区别
：a bit off color，
a bit of a cold，
a bit off color，
a bit of a cold。
好，我们复习一下。如果现在你感到有点不舒服。
A bit off color.
你怎么说呢？
I feel a bit off color.
如果你有点感冒，但不太严重，你该怎么说？
I've got a bit of a cold.
你要是有点咳嗽呢
？I've got a bit of a cough.
如果嗓子有点疼呢
？I've got a bit of a sore throat.
要是有点头疼呢
？I've got a bit of a headache.
要是肚子有点疼呢？肚子疼是
pain in the stomach.
整个句子怎么说？
I've got a bit of a pain in the stomach.
罗斯稍微有点感冒，现在我们再听一下他是怎么说的。
Ah, Ross, how are you today?
Well, not the best.
Oh? You don't look 100%. What's the matter?
Well...It's my head. I've got a headache.
And a cough. What about your throat? Is it sore?
Yes, a bit.
I think you've got a bit of a cold.
Excuse me.
If it's not good, and it's going to get worse,那就要去找大夫了。在澳大利亚，如果病人病得太厉害了，大夫也可以出诊。好，现在我们听一段大夫和病人在医生诊室里的对话，看他们是不是也说我们刚才说过的一些话。
Well, what's wrong?
A bad cold, I think.
got a bit of a cough.
Yes.
Is your throat sore?
Yes.
Let's have a look at it.
最后这句话
Let's have a look at it.
意思是让我看一下。在这里指的是看一下病人的嗓子。下面我们先学习几个说法。
Have you taken anything for it?
吃过什么药吗？
Have you taken anything for it?
Let's check your temperature.
让我量一下你的体温。
Let's check your temperature.
医生还要问病人鼻子通不通。
Blocked.
动词 block. B-L-O-C-K. block. 是堵塞的意思。
Blocked.
是过去分词。
Blocked. Is your nose blocked?
你还会听到一种家里常用的药。澳大利亚人感冒以后通常自己先吃点阿司匹林。
Aspirin. Aspirin.
或者喝一杯热的柠檬汁。
A hot lemon drink. A hot lemon drink.
下面请继续听大夫和病人的对话。
Well, what's wrong?
A bad cold, I think.
Ah, got a bit of a cough.
Yes.
Is your throat sore?
Yes.
Let's have a look at it. They are... Have you taken anything for it?
Yes. Hot lemon drinks.
Uh-huh. Let's check your temperature.
这时候大夫拿出体温表来给他量体温，一边还继续问他。
Yes. How's your head?
Well, I've got a bit of a headache.
Uh-huh. Is your nose blocked?
Yes.
I see.
I see. 这个大夫老哼了哈的，是不是？现在请你跟着 John 和 Barbara 练习刚才大夫问病人的几个问题。
What's wrong? Is your throat sore? Is your nose blocked?
那么最后大夫是怎么诊断的呢？要听懂这一段得先学两个单词。
The flu.
意思是流行性感冒。这是一个最常用的简单的说法。完整的说法应该是
Influenza.
简称
The flu. The flu.
关于怎样治疗请先学一个短语。
Something for your throat.
治嗓子的药。
Something for your throat.
好，现在我们继续听大夫和病人的对话。
I see. Well, you've got the flu. I'll give you something for your throat.
Thank you.
And something for your nose and head. Take these and it'll probably clear up in a few days.
Thanks, doctor.
大夫给病人开了个药方，让他到药房去买药。大夫最后说
It'll probably clear up in a few days.
意思是过几天大概就好了。
It'll probably clear up in a few days.
好，现在我们把医生诊室里的这段对话从头到尾听一遍。
Well, what's wrong?
A bad cold, I think.
got a bit of a cough.
Yes.
Is your throat sore?
Yes.
Let's have a look at it. They are... Have you taken anything for it?
Yes. Hot lemon drinks.
Let's check your temperature.Yes. How's your head?
Well, I've got a bit of a headache.
Is your nose blocked?
Yes.
I see. Well, you've got the flu. I'll give you something for your throat.
Thank you.
And something for your nose and head.Take these and it'll probably clear up in a few days.
Thanks, doctor.
在这一讲结束以前，我们还要学一个习语，其中有一个词就是
pain。
你知道
a pain
是什么意思？比如
a pain in the stomach。
可是你听见过
a pain in the neck
这个说法吗？
a pain in the neck， a pain in the neck。
这个说法字面上的意思是脖子疼，但是作为一个比喻，常用来指使你厌烦的人或事。比如上一讲里 ，Ross 老迟到，老板就会说
，Ross he's always late， he's a pain in the neck。
Ross 要是病了，几天下不了床，感到很难受，他就会说。
What a pain in the neck.
Listen again and try them.
What a pain in the neck. He's a pain in the neck.
我们希望对你来说，学英语还不是
a pain in the neck。
如果你有这种感觉，我们希望下一讲能减轻你的痛苦。下一讲是复习，你不会觉得太费劲儿。我们该参加 Scott 和 Lisa 的婚礼了。今天你听到的是第25讲
，Our 25th program。
下一讲再会
，Goodbye，Goodbye。
Goodbye.